Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you heard that according to the Mayan calendar, the world as we know it will end on December 21st, 2012 at 11:11 Universal Time? Now, we've all heard a little bit about this. Would you like to learn more about the hype surrounding this event? More, a little bit more about the Mayan calendar prediction. You know, however, that I have checked into this with NASA. And the people at NASA on their website are very confident that we will all be here on December 22nd this year. Tell me, can you imagine going from the year 2012 fear to 2013 faith? Would you like to hear about what many respected authors have to say on this topic, going from fear to faith? When was the last time you've heard about some really haunting messages guiding us regarding mankind's future? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to a returning guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I'm pleased to announce today that our show live is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we have over 275,000 fabulous listeners. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my guest. She has over 20 years of challenges in all areas of her life, and she now teaches others what she has learned. She has held parenting training courses not only to teach parents to be all that they can be, but to teach them how to help a child that has or is being bullied. She is a sought-after speaker and a coach in unleashing human potential. Her experience has given her special gifts she gives to others in teaching her own techniques for having a positive attitude and educating others to become winners. She is a been there, done that lady who teaches self-improvement in areas of work, life, balance, and stress reduction. She lives and works in New Zealand, And this is her first book released in the United States. The book is called The Success Attitude, Haunting Messages Guiding Us, and is available at Amazon. Welcome today to my friend Janice Davies. Hello, Janice. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, well, wonderful. Welcome to the show. And I'm so excited about your book and all the things that... Tell us, let us catch up since the last time you've been on the show. Tell us what you've been doing.
Well, look, my life has seemed to have been very, very interesting in the last sort of few months again. I have been really just listening in to where I've been guided, which is a journey I've been on for the last few years. And so a couple of weeks ago, I had no idea that I was going to be writing this ebook. And we call it Inspired Action, and it's just happened. I've contacted people, and I've sat down and written, and I think I was given a virus so that I had to stay home and couldn't go to the gym and just had to sit and work and get it. So we're here and it's done, and it's fabulous and very exciting, going on a journey of its own.
Well, you know, I've got to, you sent me the book, and your ebook is called 2012 Fear to 2013 Faith, and you have quite a list of contributors to this book. It really did it come together very quickly?
Well, yes, it did. I sent an email out about 2 weeks ago, and I sort of thought, well, whoever replies are the people that are supposed to be included in the ebook. And, you know, I would immediately get a yes back, and yes, I'm in, and count me in. Of course, some people got busy, and I'd have to remind them, but that's just how it goes. And, it's been a journey.
Oh, fantastic. You know, we, some of these contributors have been guests on my show, and they are, what a fantastic lineup. No, I haven't had a chance to read the book. The ebook is available at your website. Is that true?
Absolutely. So it's at the website, thesuccessattitude.info, so people can go and download it there. Absolutely. And along with that as well, we've got the other ebook that goes with my whole book, which is The Success Attitude. So there's another free ebook there as well. So they get two for one.
Well, this is what a free book. So this is a lovely, lovely gift for you to share with our listeners and with all of your fans. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the things that... well, first of all, let's talk about the end of the world.
Okay.
And the Mayan calendar says the end of the world is December 21st, 2012, at 11:11 Universal Time. And what are your thoughts on this event?
Well, it was interesting. My daughter, actually, who lives in Australia, she put up on Facebook, oh, it's not the end of the world again. how many times have we heard this? So basically what they're saying, and it's really just the end of an era. We had the new millennium 12 years ago, and people were thinking that there were going to be all sorts of things happening then, and we all wanted good things to happen to us, and better health, more money, better job, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And so we were expecting something, and back there was nothing major. And uh-huh. It's the same thing here on the 21st of December. There's not going to be a major shift where the sky's going to turn pink or anything like that. We're still going to have blue skies and cloudy days and all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that within society, people are becoming more aware that there is more than the materialistic world. The things that have happened globally, what was happening in New York, a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
The events that are happening are bringing people closer together,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of getting that community spirit and that helping and getting to know their neighbours and things again. And that's really what's happening. It's happening within us, within inside us and within our thoughts. So it's a new sort of spiritual kind of era that's coming to us.
Oh, yeah. And, I think what a perfect time for you to share your philosophy that we should go from fear to faith. And I want to hear about some of the contributors to this e-book when we come back, and we're going to hear a brief message about your host, and we'll be right back with Janice Davies.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with Janice Davies, calling in from New Zealand today to share with us her wonderful new book, The Success Attitude, Haunting Messages Guiding Us, and her ebook, 2012 Fear to 2013 Faith. And this is a big project, and I know I've had some of the people who have contributed in front of me, and one of the people who's going to be on the show again this month is Roberta Budvietas, and she does a wonderful blog called Eat the Rhino, and I'm looking forward to having her back on the show. Could you talk a little bit about some of who the contributors were to this book?
Okay, yeah, sure. Now, well, one of the first was a friend of mine, Ann Andrews, and where all this has come from was when I got a message back in the year 2000 when God spoke to me and asked me to start a self-esteem day, and I kind of thought, I'm really going loopy now, because I was out walking and I had this huge deep voice speak to me, and I kind of received a blueprint of ideas into my mind. Mm-hmm. So Anne's been with me on this journey, because when I rang and told her, you know, back in the year 2000, she said, well, Janice, I think you've been given a job to do. Mm-hmm. And my thoughts back then was, oh, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. Who do I think I am? You know, I mean, there's all that stuff. And it actually took me 4 years to start the self-esteem day. But Anne's been with me on the journey the whole time. So a mentor, a good friend. On this journey as well, last night we did our first presentation here in New Zealand, and I joined with another new lady, fantastic lady that I've met, Kerry O'Brien, who's a psychic medium. And I've never seen that sort of thing before, and it was interesting. My dad came through and gave me a little message and said, you know, you're a good girl, you're doing well. So what we're learning as we go from the fear to faith is that there is, you know, divine spirit, God, whoever you want to call another power that is here to make us all and teach us and to support us, is there to help us as well. And so the people that are in the book, Gregory Downer, he was a coach I had done with Miracles Coaching. Gregory was fabulous, and I talk about it in my book. He helped me to find a way to get rid of my fear. And so, again, it's in the book. But what I do is kind of like I imagine this little basket, this flax basket, and I plonk my fear in there, and then I just watch it go floating all the way down to the sea.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that was great. That I didn't realise I had fear lodged inside me. And I suppose it sort of started with the recession. But it's like it was fabulous when he helped me recognise it and I could move it out of my body. You know, because when we've got all these things, we've got to move them on. And he's in there. I've got somebody else that has helped me. Michelle has helped me with realising that I had some things from a past life that I had to heal. And I mean, this has been a real journey for me, because when something doesn't work in our lives, we've got to go looking for an answer. Joe Rubino, he works with self-esteem as well, the same as I do. We've got Pat's a joyologist. Tom O'Neill, he's also got a book on Amazon, and he's talking about careers and things like that. Lynette, she's my publicist over in the US, and Lynette actually has been through a similar experience as myself. I collapsed and died in the year 2010, and she just did earlier this year as well on the operating table. So, you know, these huge things that are happening to us are happening for a reason. They're like kind of wake-up, shake-up calls to kind of like pick ourselves up again. We've got Becca Chopra. She's working with our chakras. And for the last few years since I collapsed and died, I do a little exercise to get all my chakras aligned.
Go back for our new listeners and explain to them what happened with you when you died and came back.
Well, you probably heard of a recession that was going around the world. basically, what happened for me over about 6 or 9 months, my business sort of disappeared. I had a training business, I still do. And so I got caught up in fear because everything I was trying to do was not working. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was like I was losing my income, my clients, my dreams. And one Friday afternoon I went out and thought, okay, that's it. I can't do anything else. I'm going gardening. So I went out. My partner was came out and helped me, and we were in the garden together, and I collapsed and died. Now, I don't recall a thing. But he was there and he caught me, and apparently I was blue in seconds, and I said I bet I was elegant because I was doing all sorts of weird things. And he rang the St. John Ambulance, and they came, and but the 15 minutes while they were coming, he kept saying to them, well, she must be all right because she's still arguing with me. She won't stay in the recovery position. Apparently I wanted to lie on my back, and I'm not supposed to. So they kind of, you know, as much as it was serious, you know, he was making light of the situation. And when I came to, there were these beautiful blue eyes. And I thought, I've gone to heaven, because they were big, bright blue eyes with lovely black eyelashes. And I thought, oh, well, this must be heaven. But they were the St. John Ambulance man rescuing me. So obviously not my time to go. I spent 24 hours in hospital under observation. They said to me, lady, there's nothing wrong with you. Just go home and rest. Oh, you don't just do that for nothing. Well, that was what I thought anyway. But interesting enough, the night before, I actually had an angel above my bed. And I remember seeing it, thinking, well, that's a bit odd. I've never sort of seen an angel before. I mean, I've seen, you know, the movie with Michael and the, you know, those sorts of things, but I hadn't seen one in real life. I've felt them. So after the hospital said, there's nothing wrong with you, lady, I went looking on a journey, and I had met my friend Kerry O'Brien. I talked about a wee while ago. She does angel readings. I found that my great-grandmother had sent the angel down. It was a wake-up call for me, and what I got out of all of this was that I needed to get on to my work. I needed to get back onto creating the self-esteem day. I needed to write my life story, which is the book that we were talking about earlier, Success Attitude, Haunting Messages Guiding Us. And I also needed, because in 2006 I'd received another message, and that was to turn my life story into a movie and make it like a follow-up to Eat, Pray, Love, because we've got to learn that we can go on the spiritual journey with no money, at home, with kids, trying to work. You know, we can't, as much as Eat, Pray, Love is fantastic and we love it, we actually can't all just sell up everything and go to the other side of the world on a journey like that, you know, what like we did in the movie. So my book is about going on this journey to believe and learn and love yourself and have the confidence and everything while we're at home juggling life. So the book's written, the movie's written.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm still alive.
Your message is so positive, and so many people are living in fear every day, and it makes life so much more difficult. That leap of faith is very difficult to do, and, of course, you did it because you died and came back, and that would probably be helpful to have such a dramatic experience However, a lot of our listeners don't get that kind of experience. So when we come back after our break, let's share with them how they can go from fear to faith, and we'll be right back.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my guest, Janice Davies, calling in from New Zealand. Janice, could you share your website information with our guest and tell them where they can get your book?
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. Yes, the website is called thesuccessattitude.info. So it's www.thesuccessattitude.info, and you'll find there the free ebook. So just pop your details in, and you can get you'll get a download and an email. And the other ebook there is also on there, and it's called Get the Success Attitude. So there's two free ebooks, plus of course there's my book, which is my memoirs, and is also available on Amazon. And the haunting messages that I talk about are the messages in our mind that drive us crazy. That's our negative talk. The ones that I had received from God, and also I lived in a haunted house. Well, I didn't know it was haunted when I bought it. So it's all those sorts of things. So it's on that website.
Yeah, we've talked about your haunted house before on the show. It's fascinating. What an experience. could you share a little bit more about some of the other contributors to your ebook? Because I know we don't want to leave anyone out.
Okay, fabulous. Yes, we've got Kim Knight, and mm-hmm. she actually works with health as well. And she's got her tips on there. We've got Catherine Palin-Brinkworth, and she's from Australia, and she works with leadership. And Catherine's been on a journey. I mean, everybody in this book has been on their own journey. And so, you know, that's really great. Everyone gives us some fabulous tips that can help everyone. Margaret DeCotswood, she's from Wellington, and she works with love, life, and food. So she's a combination of different topics. And then Naomi Tickle, and she actually is a face recognition expert. So our face can reveal certain things about us. So you know, I mean, it's just fabulous. The more information that you have about yourself, the easier life becomes. So it's like choosing to go on this journey, and as you go on the journey, the more faith you have in yourself, and you are supported, because the whole world needs you and your skills and your talents to be able to save the planet and save each other. So fantastic stuff in this book. Absolutely fabulous.
I know. I want to give our listeners a little bit of an overview. You address be yourself, being yourself, the man in the mirror, whispering waves, love or fear, resignation, love letters to humanity, and the pattern on the trestle board, the angel wore a white cardigan. Friends are God's way of taking care of us. That is so true. And then you talk about faith, numerology, and our mission. You have covered some amazing topics here, and the collection of contributors is awesome. I'm so pleased that you are willing to share this with all of our listeners, and I hope that everyone will go to get your book. Will you be coming to the States soon to promote your book?
I will. Yes, I will be there. I don't know exactly, but I'm giving sort of little shoulder taps. So when I know, I'll let you know. You know, we're ready for this. The world's ready for this, and it's an exciting time for us. It's a scary time as we go through this transition of letting go of fear. So people have to learn how they can get rid of their fear, you know, out of their bodies, because it just goes in round and round in our mind. So we've got to tap into these exercises so that we can learn new skills.
Well, you know, I'm enjoying this show so much. I'm going to plan to rerun this show, and I'll look at our schedule and see if we can work it in on December 21st or in the aftermath on December 22nd. And this way we can share all of your wonderful inspiration with the world as everyone's recovering from the end of the world, or as NASA says, not a chance.
Well, Wikipedia, I'll put Wikipedia's definition in the book as well, so they're on it as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting, but December 21st, that's the beginning of the winter solstice, and so it's a new beginning. So I think if you look at life not as an ending, but rather a beginning, that will help you make that leap from fear to faith. What a great title for an e-book, and I'm so glad that you've been able to share it with us today, and we look forward to having you back on the show. I want to remind all of our listeners that Janice is a staff pick from Blog Talk Radio today, and that is quite an honor, and I'm very privileged to have you on the show, and look forward to you coming back again soon.
Thank you.
All right. For my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today, and we want you to be sure to catch all of our interviews and our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week, and actually for the rest of the month, are all fabulous. They're exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will even astonish you. Remember, this is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you become successful too, and we will help you go from fear to faith. If you've enjoyed this show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you today to our wonderful No Whining world. You know, we really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's really our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now I want to share the chocolate comment of the day. This is a quote from Laura Brody. Don't wreck a sublime chocolate experience by feeling guilty. Chocolate isn't like premarital sex. It will not make you pregnant. And it always, always feels good. So for now, dear listeners, stop whining and start smiling and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Janice Davies, calling in from New Zealand. And we all look forward, Janice, to your great success with your books and your new e-book, 2012 Fear to 2013 Faith, and it's a free ebook. So everyone be sure to go to Janice's website, and that information is posted here on our show page. This is January Jones thanking you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the Republican has fear of the Republican. No, I want the other one. I'm just checking my radio show first. Thank you.
Entering motion sensors and for a limited time, get a security camera at no additional cost. A full version is going on our stairs. Plus, you'll get ABC Go, the new family mobile safety app and service, equipped with SOS emergency response with any ABC security system. ABC, always there, now everywhere.
If you're a monster,
and there's no choice, the pandemic really did not like the idea of this to be something that bothered the last year. He's also sort of funny if you've got his lawyers at this time. He's considering bringing in Emmett Flood, his veteran Washington lawyer. He didn't tell John Dowd and Jay Sekulow that he was going to be meeting with Flood, and they didn't know until it came out in the press. So there is some turmoil going on behind the scenes. And on top of that, John Dowd is the one who is negotiating directly with Mueller's office about an interview. Dowd does not want the president to sit down with Mueller. Dowd thinks it's concerning, but at the same time, he's been trying to hammer out, you know, he's got to go back to that bargaining table today and continue to try to do that with an office he said on Saturday should not exist.
So, Michael, let's talk about that a bit more. The dynamic between the president's representation, his legal representation, Ty Cobb, John Dowd, and the pending arrival of a third lawyer.
Well, I'm not sure how well it's working out. Ty Cobb's job here is probably done in the sense that he was in charge of document production of Mueller. The White House has largely completed that. The interviews with White House officials are largely over. That was what Dowd was in charge of. Cobb's taking this concept that the president has never seen to cooperate with Mueller. He should give him all the documents, and as soon as he did that, the scenario would be over.
Thank you.
facts and learn about what really happened here. I mean, they are trying to hide the facts and the truth from the public. It is clear as day. It is part of the process by which they want to muzzle my client.
So how does the attorney for Stormy Daniels, the porn star, he broke some major news here on Morning Joe night last week, and now he's reacting to reports that Trump's legal team is pulling out all the stops in an effort to keep the details of their alleged affair and the subsequent threats against the porn star off the front pages. We're going to have much more on that case coming up, and what we've been hearing over the weekend is that these threats happened while Trump was president. That could be a big problem. Welcome back to Morning Joe. This is Monday, March 19th. With us, we have MSNBC contributor Mike Bernacle, national affairs analyst for NBC News and MSNBC John Howland, former White House Press Secretary President Obama Josh Earnest, and columnist and associate editor for the Washington Post, David Ignatius, former Justice Department spokesman Matthew Miller, and Washington anchor for NBC World News America, Patty Kay, and Chief White House correspondent from the New York Times, Peter Baker, and Ann Moore, professor of history at Tulane University, Walter Isaacson. Joe is off this morning. We have so much. We don't have enough. And we're going to start again with the firing of former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, the president, now raising doubts about whether McCabe had personal notes about their Oval Office meeting. Two people familiar with the case tell the Washington Post that McCabe memorialized his interactions with the president in memos, which, if true, could become key features of evidence in Robert Mueller's Russia probe. On Sunday morning, the president lashed out at the report, tweeting, "Spent very little time with Andrew McCabe, but he never took notes when he was with me. I don't believe he made memos, except to help him out agenda, probably at a later date. Same with lying James Comey. Can we call those fake memos?" Hours later, a lawyer for Andrew McCabe tweeted, "We will not be responding to each childish, defamatory, disgusting, and bold tweet by the president. The whole truth will come out in due course, but the tweet confirms that he has corrupted the entire process that led to Mr. McCabe's termination and has rendered it illegitimate." Doesn't it also seem like he tried to impede the process? Just asking. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced McCabe's firing around 10 p.m. on Friday night, about 24 hours before he was set to retire. According to Axios, McCabe was informed of his dismissal just 9 minutes before the news was released to the media. That's what it was recommended. Okay, so he should be happy. So what is firing McCabe to Politico that his work on the FBI's Russia probe is what sparked a smear campaign against him? He said, quote, "I firmly believe that this is an ongoing effort to undermine my credibility because of the work that I did on the Russia case, because of the investigations that I oversaw and impacted that target this administration." He went on to say, "They have every reason to believe that I could end up being a significant witness in whatever the special counsel comes up with. And so they are trying to create this counter-narrative that I am not someone who can be believed or trusted." Now, David Ignatius, what do you make of that? Is that what's happening? Are they tearing him down? And it appears, I would argue, that this is what's happening on a number of levels on the part of the president, tearing down the credibility of people. Say they're not Republicans, or at least not even sort of noticing the fact that they were a part of this party, or accusing them of being Democrats. But the point is to tear down the credibility of all people involved with anything pertaining to anything that might look into this president, which leads one to believe that this is authoritarian behavior, or the making of one.
Or just, you know, the debate or somebody just cornered by an increasingly serious legal investigation. Every time a witness arises, we do see the president trying to undercut what that witness might say. So if you kind of look at what I think is the center line here, is that Andrew McCabe has testified before a
behavior of this president, just in terms of the patterns and in terms of the stories that tend to get him to heat up after Friday morning, where the revelations of the threat to the porn star start to really percolate in the news. But let's lay this out. It's all incredibly important. President Trump celebrated the firing of a veteran FBI agent just after midnight on Saturday. Quote, "Andrew is being fired. A great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI. A great day for democracy. Sanctimonious James Comey and his boss, Nathan Cave, were like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going on at the highest levels of the FBI. Earlier, Trump put it in writing that he wanted to see McCabe suffer financially. Tweeting in December, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go. That was one of the many attacks focused on McCabe and money. He tweeted last summer, why didn't AG Sessions replace acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, a Comey friend who was in charge of the Clinton investigation, but got big dollars, $700,000 for his wife's political run for Hillary Clinton and her representatives. Trump had also insinuated that McCabe pocketed campaign contributions. This is incredible. So I keep all that in mind when you consider the reaction to McCabe's firing by former CIA Director Michael Hayden. He tweeted this, quote, "I have no window into the objective merits of the McCabe case, and therefore I cannot judge that, although McCabe had a stellar reputation. I can say, however, if this were conducted under the rules that pertain to military justice, it would have been thrown out because of what we call undue command influence. The president's frequent and visible comments and pressure on DJ would have prompted a military judge to dismiss this as hopelessly tainted." DOJ. Matt Miller, where to begin with this? It appears the president, I mean, is he impeding the process? What is he doing here with these tweets? How can you characterize this legally as perhaps potentially very constructive?
He's trying to impede it. I think David is right. You could really smell the fear of the president's tweets over the weekend, especially that tweet where he found out that Andrew McCabe got memos just like Jim Comey did. I think if you look at this firing of Andrew McCabe, what the president has said is reprehensible. But McCabe may have made some mistakes. Discipline may have been appropriate. I put a lot of faith in the career people who make recommendations, both in the FBI's office of professional responsibility, that some disciplinary action be implemented. But the role of the Attorney General in this makes no sense. Jeff Sessions was accused from the underlying case that McCabe had been disciplined for. And, of course, he himself has been under great pressure by the president to move on a number of fronts, including to fire McCabe. Sessions should have recused himself from the beginning. And the fact that he didn't shows, I think, why this process was so rushed, why McCabe wasn't allowed to retire and how disciplinary action was issued before the Inspector General report came out, which is not the way